Got a no, volume,
showing
volume
there's
up.
Nobody
Love
there.
Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. It dropped.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, TGI.
Yeah, don't forget the... Ain't no TGIT.
That's right. TGIF.
TGIT.
Tuesday, thank God it's Thursday. Thank God Thursday.
Oh, I thought it would be like tit.
Where's your... Veronica.
Thank God it's tit. I don't know if that's an actual...
Thank God it's tit. Woohoo!
Okie dokie pokey. Deb.
I swear not.
Well, all right. Okay.
Alrighty then.
All levity aside. But we do like to have a lot of fun here. You know, I don't think that readings and perception and intuitiveness, all that stuff, I don't think it needs to be woo-hoo. Oh, woo-wee. What do you guys think?
Woo-wee?
Not woo-wee. Ooh, you know, like, ooh.
Mystical.
Mystical.
Well, let's reel it in and bring it back down to earth.
Yeah, you could wear a costume. You could wear like an old gypsy costume.
But
mm-hmm.
I've been hired for big corporate parties like
gypsies,
that.
Gypsies, tramps, and
they
tees.
Want, yeah, they like you to. But,
well,
I think personal prophecy mm-hmm. is also down to earth. And why shouldn't we? As we are discussing, we are, as Melissa would say, your love doctors. The love doctors.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Melissa, who the hell is that? Oh, you mean one of our callers.
Melissa.
One of our callers.
Oh, yes. Jim always asks her, are you under a desk?
Right, we always ask.
Yeah. Closet?
You're the one actually asked that.
Sure. All right, anyway, we are using only ordinary playing cards, okay? No tarot, no oracle, no angels. No, of the, oh, there's a million card reading systems out there. There's got to be. I have read for them all, but I don't study them all. When my grandmother taught this to me, I wanted to keep it pure. So I stayed away from any other card reading system. And, you know, I just want to mention here, I was discovered by AOL back in 1996. Still have some clients from them.
Who discovered whom?
AOL, me.
You want to take that? I mean, I'm just like, maybe you got them and made them popular, that room.
I don't know. I just opened
it. I know. They're saying, right.
Yeah.
They sought you out.
They sought me out.
Yes.
And I'm being scouted by the questions. The person that was in there was asking very technical questions. And I was going to tell you something that was really funny about that. Oh, I hate that happened.
No, anyway, international shop. Lady R in South Africa.
Yay! Good to see you.
I showed you the picture, right? Okay.
Anyway, I kept it pure as I could.
Pure as
this
virgin
is a very
snow.
Literal method. And you know, one thing I've learned over the many years, perceptions that are the craziest, we need to go with crazy.
Crazy.
Because the ones that usually will jump out at us as we are in the process of creating reality. So... Mm-hmm. Where you are right now because you pretty much have walked that path chosen.
Kind of an oxymoron what you just said.
What?
Creating reality.
Creating
if you're creating something, then it can't be reality because reality is always reality. Anyway, that's just a little oxymoron.
Meet
semantic thing.
Jimbo Baggins, our resident nuclear engineer.
I'm going to create some reality. It's like, really? I think that's an oxymoron. But hey, anyway, back to the
card.
Well,
we create our own reality. Like, I'm where I am. I used to be up Minnesota.
I don't know that you create. Create sounds like I've reality.
Well,
you build it. Reality is always there, whether you like it or not. Some people didn't have reality because they got shitty places they're living in and stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Reality sometimes sucks. It's not always a good thing. I know a depth control your reality. You can manifest. You can change it, right? The direction it's going in. Some people, they can't. They're, but thank God, you know. So we should be happy with what we get. how many bad our bills are, we at least are alive.
Yeah, but let's look at it in sense.
Okay.
If you're in a crappy relationship, you choose to stay there.
Right.
For better or worse, for improving or not improving, you are there because it's your choice.
Oh yeah, most people are, you know, they're pissed off that turd smells, but they will keep wanting to stay with them.
Well, and did you see there was a very famous black actress who forget her name, but you would recognize her if you saw what she said. You know, you'll recognize the smell of shit is what she said. And if you're sitting there long enough, you're not anymore.
Right.
So she said, get the F out of the shit.
There you go.
So anyway, we all should say that. We're not in a prison. We're not stuck. We feel stuck, but we're not stuck.
Mike from the UK.
Well, there he is.
He said he's actually going to. He said tomorrow.
Where are you going?
He's going to go or playing tomorrow night at the O2, which is probably almost already is at the O2 Apollo Arena, 2 miles from him. He's going to go in and send us some photos. Johnny Depp's playing there.
Yes, I read that on.
Yeah, you.
I read the.
I told him send us pictures and send us some links.
The mail, the UK mail website. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that one's a popular.
Yes.
And
if you get close enough to him, would you please tell him that he really kind of likes him?
And collective sweat.
Yes, we'll sell it on eBay.
We'll sell it on OF.
You don't get it because you are just a heterosexual.
What the fuck was that? What in the hell was that?
I meant to say hetero. Sexual.
What is it? It doesn't even matter what my sexuality is. What I was throwing my hands up about collecting somebody's sweat, really?
Yep.
It doesn't matter if I like banging trees. I don't want to collect sweat from anything.
No, that's what the girl is from the 90 Day Fiancé, but I know all about her.
Oh, I love that.
She has her parts in jars.
She has.
And then she went to boob sweat. I'm
yep.
telling you.
That was the downfall of the room society when they're doing that, the depravity like that. And guess what? We're all going to
I'm
hell.
I'm just telling you, people are just sometimes.
Mike, go and have a wonderful time. Take some
pictures.
Yeah. Sweat.
He says he's definitely got a backstage pass, really.
Those
are not easy to come by.
Yes, and I got it. Oh, he does? Ooh.
He said he does. They don't just hand those out.
No, but Mike is somebody that
you
don't know.
Usually you got to have a connection.
He's somebody.
Somebody. A lot of times it's either somebody that's on the stage.
Yeah.
Or somebody in the crew or, you know, like that.
Yeah, Mike, we need to know who you know.
I have a feeling you're connected. And that's why you won't call us. Because we're going to recognize who you are.
All right, get it.
Right.
We got off track and it was my fault. I'm not going to it was my fault.
Okay, one little thing to go. And remember, we can go after a few minutes. So.
Oh, yeah.
One of the jurors is on TikTok. And keeping his name quiet because I guess they're not supposed to. Their names are sealed for a year. He's been on there and he's in the jury room. He said the thing we've talked about most is how she is such a nut job. That she made me so nervous during the trial because Amber stared at him.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I would be like, cover my face.
Unless he was a little bit of a nut job himself and was maybe wishing he
take one to know one. I don't know.
It might be. All she did was it's like, really, who's the narcissist here? But anyway.
Well,
matter. It is what it is. The first is the first.
We had preconceived notions about this whole thing. Five guys were saying this juror said. They all said, hey, I'm no Johnny Depp.
It was unanimous, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It is.
Yep. Both sides go through the jury selection and rejection process. Cracks at the jurors.
Well,
both sides.
I love cases like this. To my butt later, if y'all want to. I believe she did not have the evidence. And what's that thing? She has the burden of proof.
I'm not sure. The civil court's a little different, but still, ultimately, there is. If you are taking somebody to court, you got a little bit more burden.
And
yes,
if some guy
absolutely
is throwing you around like a rag doll, get away from him.
Yeah.
Especially if you got money. from people that don't have money. They got 3-4 kids. The chick has no life, no job, no family. You know, they stick around, hopefully, and they can make it better.
I also read he has gone on record. I don't want her $10 million, but I want her to commit a statement on paper that she is not going to continue
taking it, giving it to
him.
Charity. He should have taken it. Make her fucking cough it up. Just give it to charity.
Well, I think he might be really decent down deep.
Well, that would be a decent thing to still do.
If you got $100 million, do you need
more? You don't need it. That's why you take it. Because it was a punitive. The court, at least the $10 million was 10.325, right? Because the 3 was the the punitive part. The 10 was the compensatory. Take some of it and give it to charity then.
Right.
And then pay, you know, I don't want to let her off the hook. But anyway. All right, Deb, did you talk about your cards?
Yeah. Well, I just want you to all know, these are just, let's start a poker game right here. We could do solitaire.
Or crazy eights or whatever your card game of choice is.
Goldfish.
Solitaire. Yeah. Yep.
Now, in my book, I say cards hold no energy, magic, nothing, that they're just pieces of plastic. And then my office mate at the office, my book in like a weekend, and she said, I hate to come and do this, but I'm gonna shoot your premise in the, and I said, why? And she said, I definitely believe in working with these cards that it is causing a shift in so I wonder if it has to do with the numbers, some numbers. So a lot of this, if you ask me a question, I say to you, I don't know how this works. It's just
Wait a minute now. This is basically an intuitive shot of such of things. Those aren't changing squat, whoever that lady is. These aren't changing poop. It's like a camera that goes in, boom, a security camera is taking a snapshot of your life right now. It's not causing change. Otherwise, you could just do it. Oh, you know what? I'm sick of this presidential race. You could just do it. Oh, I just changed the...
Well, in a sense, that is true. You know, they say in the courtroom, the jury will disregard that remark. Isn't that kind of a little bit like losing virginity? You can't say you forgot.
You can't unhear it.
Right. And you know what was said.
But when they debate, it won't be on the transcript. And if somebody brings it up, we can't talk about that. That's why they do that. They get it in their subconscious mind. That's why they say it, even though they know it's going to get, they're going to get. There's going to be an objection and stricken from all that. That's why they say it. But anyway.
Okay, are we getting anybody?
We have lots of Facebook Live folks.
We know a lot of people are out happy hour.
Oh, I didn't do anything.
And celebrating donuts.
Oh, and they're at the Jubilee, the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen.
We got plenty. We got a few of our
going
UK
on all
here.
Weekend.
Nah, I don't know what else.
What? Queen, she's like 96.
She's 960 years old.
That all I know now is stuff on the radio. I don't watch the news. So all I hear about is the stupid crap.
All right, well, let's start talking about communications and how they can contact us.
That would be wonderful.
That'd be great. All right. Number one method to call us in is on Blog Talk Radio. It's our 50th Blog Talk Radio.
It is. Yes.
Not counting news. We've been doing news for the soul for a gazillion years. They're blocked. Independent of ourselves.
Yes, this is our 50th show.
50th.
Since we went on our own on Blog Talk.
Since we started using Blog Talk, not just...
But you guys have gone live. Are you gone how many?
Yeah, well, 50, so, though. I mean, backtrack it. It's only been a few months, Nina.
I've been with news
Veronica,
for
whatever
the
hell your name is. Poopa.
I've been with news for
Pikachu.
The soul. She uses her middle name often as her
Pikachu.
Pen name.
That's my nickname. Just call me Pika.
Anyway, yes. So it is 50 accounts. It's a computer.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So
we have not been drinking.
We have yet begun to drink.
I have not been. Okay, so let's see.
Anyway, back to communications. Yeah. Blog Talk. Call in. That number is 515-602-9676. Call in. It's a great system. We had a caller that dropped. And I think it was Yana, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe something came up, but she had to leave. But if you call back. But anyway, when you call, you'll hear an automated message thing saying you're hold going in the queue or whatever, and you will be in the queue, and you will be on hold, and you'll hear the show. So everything's cool. We actually physically see you on a list.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be cool or good. I keep track of the order to make sure nobody jumps the line, takes cuts. And if you get dropped, because cell phones drop, they suck. Mm-hmm. Come right back. Come right back. All right. Communication method number two, call in, even though you can Skype, and we have Skypers, and is Facebook Messenger. You can call in to Deborah Lee. You have to put Deborah Lee, and she puts instructions out there occasionally on this. You can Messenger Deborah Lee, but you can only Messenger when we actually ask, because Facebook Messenger doesn't have a cool automatic no-hold system at all. So if we're doing something talking, we have to 86 you. So when we say Facebook Messenger, folks, Messenger is now, that's when you do it, but no other.
Right.
And last.
This is the portal, Facebook portal.
That's the he's using. There's multiple portals. You could be using a big desktop. You could be using no laptop, phones. A lot of phones. People use their phones a lot, quite often on that. So that is your method. Next on the list of ways to communicate, which is pretty popular because we have a lot of folks overseas that whatever reason can't do either. When we ask folks that are viewing us live for a question, then you can type it and we'll address it just like we would any other question. So here's the deal. Now we have no callers on hold. So if anybody would like to Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, now is that time. And we shall wait a minute or two because it's a second delay too. And then we'll turn to the folks. And we know we're going to get stuff in here.
Yeah.
So we're going to be good. We've got to give just a few.
And it's
our messenger folks.
Very fluctuating of audience. There have been times that we're busy from
Friday is one of the weirdest days of all the days because people that have Monday through Friday things, they get a little crazy on Friday because you're like, yeah, like they just got furloughed, just got out of prison or on parole.
Well,
or
on the West Coast, they could still be working.
Oh, a lot of them on the West Coast are working, and even if they got off, at 4, which wouldn't be that long. They'd be in traffic, depending on where they live.
And now on Saturday, they'll be here too, and that tends to be a pretty active night.
Saturday, yeah, it's weird. It's weird, but, you know, people, because a lot of people, they take care of a lot of their business stuff, and they just chill.
They go out Friday night, and they party down, and then they stay home.
Yeah, well, if you're a Friday night party, you're also a Saturday night party, for my experience.
Well, if you're a lightweight, you might be able to only hang.
You guys now just do the show every night?
Random. The other ones are random. We typically want to do Monday, Friday, pick one in the middle of the week, and then everything else is random. We didn't do Tuesday. We didn't do a Sunday. Thursday was like, yeah, what the hell?
That seems pretty long.
Well, it was National Rotisserie Chicken
Day, you know what I'm talking about.
So
yeah.
We obviously had to go live.
Yeah.
No, call that live.
We did, actually, it was live. Yeah, she mid-afternoon. No. We need to look. We're not taking questions yet, Deb. We're not taking questions yet.
I didn't know you needed a security clearance to...
You know what? When you're doing your cards, I'll just jump in and start playing like that.
Oh, hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Someone wants it's a hypnotic... Like you go in and you are hypnotized, regeneration, something like that. I suggest with the healing fountain.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't remember what the exact word is.
And then I get Facebook right at this moment of deciding.
So he wanted to be, it was like at one point that the world was abducted by aliens. He wanted to know a little bit more.
You guys are institutionalized.
Because he read this book, and I don't know what it's called. Regenerated hypnotizing.
Is it called like your that. Jackass?
No.
He should have read that book.
Does he want to be, basically?
I think so.
Oh, my God. He is a freaking man.
A reboot that maybe would give him some better insight.
Yeah.
On
rebooted?
The current. I don't know.
Well, that would be right up there, Alex.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I suggested it. Because I had no freaking clue.
Yeah, they have all different types of modalities down there. It'll
quite a wide variety. Yes, it is. I mean,
I
is.
Sent him there. So hopefully he connected with
us. And
it is very diverse there.
This is actually an overflow show from our News for the Soul show that's on Mondays. You might suggest that he goes to newsforthesoul.com.
Okay.
Who has had this this basically.
Is it over 25 years now?
Yeah.
That's a long time. Blog talk. She must have been the first blog talker.
It seems like
I bet she was
it?
Like right there when they first started, I bet. I'll have to ask her.
Have sometimes. Him go look because there's so many different, I mean, it's a whole spectrum of things.
Yeah.
From there, medical intuitive.
That is true. And a lot of them are call-ins. Not all of them. But quite a bit of them are call-ins. It's a 24/7.
Yeah.
All right.
Is with us.
Christiana is here. And Anna, just curious if you were on at the beginning of the show and maybe you couldn't call. It looked like your area code. We won't say what it is. Anyway, she wants to know if you see any new messages there.
With in any particular. All right. I got it. I'm looking at these cards.
Right,
I can't do that for every
Christiana. A lottery. I mean, pretty much almost every, like 99%. She's here discussing, so Deb knows a lot about what's going on.
She
wants a general or any messages. She knows enough about her background where she can give quality on that. But if you're a brand new person,
I can connect.
You say,
her.
I'd like a message. If you're a brand new person, Deb doesn't know squat about any of your situation or any of your life. Anybody should, but new people need to be really, really specific on what they want to know because we don't know anything about you from the past. We have never read for you before. So if you just say that, you're going to get kind of a blah, you know, like foggy, hazy, general. Well, you know, generally, we don't know specifics. Anyway, Yana is standing by. And I'm going to populate.
Well, we had somebody last night, Christiana, that called in.
She was here, wasn't she?
Were you here during
I think she was our very first call, I thought.
The lady that wrote the memoir.
I could be wrong.
And how it has really picked up on the internet. It's really starting to sell. She self-published it.
Is that the one in Florida, Orlando?
That was, Sunshine Calls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I spilled.
Oh, no.
I've talked with her in forever.
Laundry bone. Yeah, it has been a long time.
No, different woman. She hadn't called us in quite some time.
Yeah, well,
she might have even been
sunshine,
brand new.
But I know. I don't remember.
But anyway, there were messages her cards held pertaining to the path she was taking. Your message, too. Now, this is going to seem kind of cryptic to the rest of you, but when somebody has shared, like, really intimate and painful details about their past, I'm not just one to go out there and blast that over the air. That's her if she ever calls in. Christiana, your cards are saying that in your, as you are expanding your work, and you know you're right now is starting up a very special coven for women. She's got her own practice with like Chris. Oh my God, the girl is so talented. She also has a very painful past. Your cards are saying it would behoove you to consider writing a memoir, especially to...
Oh, that was that caller we had.
Yeah, I can't remember who exactly, but...
Yeah, and she was in a memoir. She said it was some time ago, but all of a sudden it's taking off.
A year ago. She published it a year ago.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now it's finally taken off. She was already in the progress of the sequel to her memoir.
And here's the thing.
That's what she wanted to know.
It has really changed.
Yeah.
It's transformed.
Oh, yeah.
Now into something you can undertake.
It's opened a lot of doors.
Even in a partnership with Amazon, Tango, Barnes & Noble. I mean, they're hungry for new content.
Sure.
And let's call them Hollywood producers are scouring these websites for new content. Made into movies.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, Christiana, you've got one. Heck of a story.
The creativity well is running dry in Hollywood.
It is.
Yeah. Because they've been doing this for so long. They've been making movies for so long. They're running out of, holy crap, that's a cool plot. I've never seen a plot like that before. Nobody's figuring those out.
They don't have that.
They're running out.
So for you, Christiana, I am seeing definitely and take the depth of that despair,
yep.
that agony, that sickness, or, you know, disorder. I don't know what to call it. You probably know all the $50 words that come attached to those events. But it's saying here, your story is told.
Yeah.
And you can always use a pseudonym.
Even the person that wrote that memoir said she was a pen name. And then what? That's very common, and it keeps the nut jobs from hunting you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. Nobody needs that. Even the people that are writing fiction, a lot of them use pen names.
Sometimes they don't use their real face.
Right.
They don't even. They just because they're just like, you know what? Mm-hmm. They keep the nut jobs away if you really try to, you know, separate yourself from
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Especially if you're writing a
memoir. Hearing intuitively right now that your thoughts are, I don't even know how to write something like that. I have no clue where to even start.
Mm-hmm.
But you will. You will know. Just because you take a blank screen and you, once upon a time or
the
however.
The beautiful thing is in the computer a lot better than in the typewriter world.
Oh, God,
you
yes.
can write it, save it a file name, mess around with it, give it a different file name so you still have them. So it was paper.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't like it. I got to retype. So now you
and
have
remember that liquid whiteout.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Or the if you some of the fancier typewriters had you had the little correction tape built in.
It did.
The one where you had to put it in there and you had the exact same key. Made a mistake. I go.
And I bet you're talking about working on a manual.
Oh, with manual as hell.
Today.
That keystroke went that far from top.
Yeah.
I had the key because that thing had to go whack.
And then it went to that.
No, it was the ruler. It was the tape. Oh, yeah, it went to the ball thing. That's when I got.
And then remember the keys would kind of lock up and go. Because they were all, never mind.
Oh, I know what she's talking about.
The ball letters. Yeah. All right. Your cards are really talking. I mean, they're singing
lane.
Like a canary right now. That you write this and you can find where, like Amazon, they'll partner with you. They'll put a cover on it. They will market it, and they will share the pop.
Basically, be free advertising.
Yeah,
it
free
would.
Advertising, and they're going to get a tiny
and
little piece of the pie. A little piece of the pie, but, you know, that's...
Just be aware.
That's what they...
There is not a... You know, you see the celebrities, they publish the book, they get millions.
Well, because they're celebrities.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
And it, I make off of my book, believe it or not, a quarter of a cent.
Oh, geez.
But it's through a legitimate house in England.
Right.
But it was never going to be, you know, where they were going to give me $1 million advance or anything like that. But imagine if I get a royalty check that's like $600. That's a lot
excited.
Of book.
Yeah.
So for you, you've got to bring that forward. Mm-hmm. This is something that needs to be addressed. You are not the only one, hon.
Yeah.
Not. One, there's a man here that's going to come forward business way, and he brings fashion. I'm thinking of different directors and that sort of thing, but not one in particular is sticking out. But this could really, really put you on the map as far as something people don't want to talk about, and yet it does happen. Has happened to you. Also, there is a baby coming to you, and I know that's going to be good news to you.
What
yeah.
does that mean?
Well, if Christiana has had a history with a child, and she lost that baby. And
yeah,
I don't
we
think
remember.
She'll be mentioning this. A lot of mothers out there
really?
Care for their baby for 6, 7, you know, months, a year, and then the baby, you know, has some kind of organ failure or something with their children. So
this would be called the rainbow baby, the baby that comes after.
And this is, I believe it's a girl, and she could be perfectly healthy, absolutely healthy.
Your rainbow baby.
Yeah, won't that be nice?
I'm
pretty
that.
Good when it comes to predicting pregnancies. I have a one daughter-in-law who came to me and sat at the table and I said,
oh yeah, well,
so when am I going out? And she was like, what? And I said, you're going to make me a grandmother, aren't you?
another time.
Yes. So.
Yeah. It was scary.
Yeah, you know her too.
Yeah, I was there.
All right, what do you got?
No, family members are not going to like this.
No, they never do.
But you know what? This is true. Your story.
Your story.
Your life. Your healing.
Your trauma.
Yeah. There's a male relative here in particular that's going to like, go batch easy over this.
Okay.
But I think more of it about it, he's jealous
mm-hmm.
of the fame, the notoriety, the, you know, everything. Okay, yeah. All right. So I hope that helped.
Rebel.
That's the message mm-hmm. that you needed. Maybe a rebel card reading.
Yeah.
And I forgot to mention in the beginning, Monica does on Fridays.
Friday's rebel card.
So, yeah.
Inclusion of your intuitive card reading, stand by for your rebel card reading. Well, Friday, well, next Friday, there's some, we'll let people know what's going on.
Right. Okay.
Or you could let us have your deck.
True. That's true.
So next, the rebel deck is a legitimate deck that you can pick up on Amazon. You know, sorts of places.
And this is basically what Jim has said before. This is the blunt version of an angel card.
Yeah, it's like the reverse.
It's like a reverse. It's not going to give you sugar and sweet. It's going to slap you in the face with, and not quite sure sometimes some of the meat. I would love to be able to have a deciphering, like, hey, I know what this one is. Okay. Rebel. Because F it.
That's kind of odd,
and
but I get the
point.
And I think
that means you need to get your stuff done. You need to write it no matter what people say. Want to stand in your way.
And you know something, walking.
Yeah.
There have been readings, honestly. Oh, you got a problem again. There have been readings I've done in the past. I've received like a request for a paid reading. I would say, one in particular, she wrote, I've been to X number of psychiatrists, regular doctors. If you help me, you're the end of the line and I'm going to take my life. And when I read that, I sat with my cards like this.
Can't help me.
Oh,
you're the end of the
line. I got Facebook. We know
yeah.
that's a new verb.
I looked up and I need your help on.
You're the end.
I do.
I'm going to need your help with this one.
I
said, make me a minute, please. And I put it in the hands of the higher power. And she ended up getting a lot of readings from me. And it got rid of her psychiatrist. You know, a lot of these people are, you know, have the insight or, you know, what they need to really reach people. So I have honor after that because, it's pretty
yeah.
intense when somebody
like
says.
My life is in your hands.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, Christian, faith, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
If you need, Veronica, I don't know, for a minute I lost. Veronica and I will be happy to edit, work with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help you out. So thanks for giving us our reading request. I think Jen also had one.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't dig back to the past on these shows. We don't have lists and we don't save questions. Because we have phone calls and the messengers first. So right now, everybody, because we're over the hump. And informational purposes only, hope everybody enjoys themselves. All lines are open, 515-602-76. That's the number to call on to get on Blog Talk. You can also Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee if you're friends with her right now.
Right now.
And just wait a little bit to see if we get either of those. And if we don't, then I will live, folks. I'm not going to scroll back up and find your questions from the past. It's not that type of show anymore. They used to be our old Wednesday type of show, built lists and all that stuff, but
yeah, you guys
That ship has sailed. That was really rough on me.
Yeah. Trying to keep everything
they
straight.
They keep all the lists and the questions and all that. So where are you gonna go? All right. Like I said, people have questions. I didn't ask yet for your Facebook question. Remember that from Jurassic Park? That was a great, that first movie. I mean, there are other ones were cool.
Nah. Compared to that.
Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, and typically there is, except I will say Terminator 2 is pretty cool for a sequel.
Yeah.
Compared to Terminator 2. Need to get in a movie debate because we have a caller. And before I come on, I want to know where they're from before I talk to them. Ah, nice. Okay. Don't go away, Facebook folks. We have a caller. We're going to turn back to, anyway, 513. You are a caller on the Psych Love Doctor Show from the land of Ohio.
Land of Ohio.
Ohio.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, it's Ashley.
She popped in just 5 minutes ago or so. Yep.
Well, thanks for calling, Ashley. And how are you?
Cool.
I'm good. I just want a reading either from Grandma or Uncle Dale. See how they are.
Uncle Dale.
Yep.
Wow.
It's been a while. Yeah. Have you been really busy?
Been busy. My car was wrecked and been building it to back to normal.
Yeah, well, sometimes life happens. We understand it happens to all of us.
And it sucks
and you got to recover from it. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh.
Well, I hope
are you okay?
Yeah, physically I hope everybody's okay. That's the main thing. I mean...
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, well, that's the most important thing, even though it doesn't sound like it when you have transportation and all that stuff. It kind of throws your life into chaos. But
yeah.
You can replace a car, but you can't replace a life.
So true.
Or a limb.
Exactly.
You know, stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, well, Deb's putting your cards on, Ashley. And,
okay.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've called us on Blog Talk?
Huh?
Is this the first time you've actually called us on the Blog Talk, though? I mean, we've had done many a readings, but the first time you've actually called us, right?
No, I've called a couple of times.
All right, then I'm smoking dope.
Well, maybe not. When did you call, Ashley? Do you remember?
Well, it might have been a while ago.
Oh, this is a new number. Yeah. I got a new number.
Yeah.
Oh, she might have called Friday show or maybe the Monday show.
She might have called through Monday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Right.
Okay, it's Uncle Dale who's coming through. I give Ashley and others, once I'm really in tune with your spirit.
Oh, she's up, Ashley.
Yeah.
Those that are just watching.
Uncle Dale's the one talking. I'm going to tell you something really sweet about your grandma.
Mm, cool.
He's saying he's connected with others that are in spirit. And he's mentioning we're like the Three Musketeers. So I'm wondering if that could be two friends that were like with
some very close friends or some very
family
close
members.
Family members.
Yeah.
It could be his brother and his sister.
Well, it could be.
It could be, right?
But, yeah, I'm seeing three men here. He's one
three
of them.
Men.
Yeah. So it could be somebody that... From, you know, it's
could be a childhood friend. It could be somebody that was like a friend. It could be somebody that was a work person. I don't know if he was in the war at all. It could be a person. If you were in a war together with somebody, you could get pretty bonded with somebody.
He said it's Joe. So I don't know more beyond that. But I want to share this with you about your career. Were you aware that when she was in life, was a really liked children, or did you always get the feeling she was stern and, you know?
She was like that all my life, real stern.
Well, I had two grandmothers like that too. But when we go back in, generationally, that's kind of how it is. It wasn't all touchy-feely like it is now.
Right, yeah. It was a whole, the world was a little more harsh.
Uncle Dale is saying, oh, this is really touching. Grandma is gathering all of the children that came from the school Texas, that Robb Elementary.
Yeah.
And he's saying they're all little angels now, and Grandma's helping to take them. God, the minute I saw that,
People are going to transition no matter what age, whether they're ready, whether they knew they're coming or not.
And Grandma and Earth, like, she had a lot of problems, in a lot of ways that woman had nothing but stress on her. And when she, and she was not well, when she passed, when you go to the other side, it's filled with healing and light, you know, that even the most hardened criminals that came to and killed people, or, you know, were, I don't know what else there'd be, like, thieves, and when you get on the other side,
thieves,
it's like they become a part of all of that. And you, I'm not taking this to a religious level.
Yeah, you were, we're very close.
No. But I'm seeing, it's like he's showing me a snapshot. There's Grandma. She's like sitting in a, in, it's not a, kind of like a, but it's not a wheelchair. And the children are like this on her lap. Some are up on to over, like her shoulders, but she's covered in children.
Okay.
So that, I think that is just incredibly sweet.
It is awesome.
And then, so all in all, you had, so in other words, you had a car wreck, right? A car accident?
Yes.
Oh, you know, your cards are saying that it was a like a saving grace moment in your life. It wasn't your time.
Or, well, if it was your time, it would have been.
You'd be up there with Grandma babysitting.
It's a sign. I mean, your time, adios, you know, that's
right.
So, no, your time has not come. It would have been way worse. Now, I got to tell you, where do you live? I know we have to move on. Are you living in a single, like a home, or is this an apartment building?
Apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
How many other, are there a whole bunch of people?
Is it a giant building, or is it one of those little block of fours?
It's like block of fours. But yesterday morning, we had a tenant that was ate up with cancer, and she passed away last yesterday morning.
Okay, well, somebody else will be in there, of course.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yep.
But they are going to be, they're going to want to keep your eyes on.
A little shady?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't even going to last long. And I'm hearing, like, drug, something like that.
Maybe a meth lab. Yeah. A little laboratory work.
So you'll never be there, what you're just saying. You will not be there, but that the heart to move into. There, I'm seeing like an explosion or a fire. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You won't be there, okay?
That means
that means she could come home from work or at a break, come home and go like, holy crap.
What does that mean?
What happened?
Does she have, does she have animals that she's going to be concerned about?
No,
are there?
I, it's not touch her.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I was concerned. Okay,
yeah,
so it won't not affect her living domain space.
No,
physically.
But I think she's going to consider moving.
It'll be a shocking.
Okay. So that I need something in a reading, even if it doesn't pertain to the question, to share.
Yeah.
Right. That's the good thing about these cards.
We had a lady, and she may still be in the Facebook room.
Who
that? The girl I read for last week, and I told her, I'm seeing something like a fire.
Oh, Alice was here earlier. I don't know if
apartment
she's still
building.
Here from the UK. She might have went to Night Night.
She called us and said the very next day, they have a drunk guy that one of the flats in England.
In her
there.
Little building.
Stairs underneath her, and she went down the stairs, and his fire alarm
they heard
going
his smoke
off.
Alarm was going off for, like, forever.
Yeah.
And it ended up not being in but still, it could have been. The thing's going, the smoke alarm's going off. There's
something.
Yes. Something's making it go somewhere.
Yeah,
right.
You're cooking something that ain't good.
Or it can someone else that was in a chat or a session with us on the show, the people downstairs, and they had an electrical fire, and she had to hurry up and move. But none of her pets or anything were harmed. So
you know, fire and water, believe it or not, if you own a house, especially if you own a house, those are like the most damaging things to your property. Fire and water. It's hard to be saying that.
And what about a rebel card?
All right, stand by for your Nestle.
If you are ready to receive it, I will give it to you.
She shall.
Yeah.
Love.
Love is it.
Get some, give some. It will cheer your ass.
Okay. That's
Ashley, the person, you need some
Oh, this sounds like a good prescription for everybody on this planet.
And I think that means get some sugar, too.
Some sugar.
Well, yeah. Thank you all.
Oh, yes. Well, we're good. Glad to hear from you. We love you. Don't be a stranger.
It was great that you rolled in about halfway through the show and called us. That was awesome.
Yes.
We like it.
It was.
We like it.
Just got home, guys, so thanks.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
You
awesome.
Take care
yep.
now, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Hug, honey. You're welcome.
All the way bye. To go.
You know, it's funny, but we really feel attached to the...
Oh, she's been with us for a while.
Isn't she the one who told about her past lives?
I think that was... There was what we did about a month's worth of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, they were like...
Over.
Yeah,
I talked about that in one of the past lives, and then, yep, and then kind of eventually they hit that end. I mean, eventually it did.
Right.
It did. You're going to come, beginning is going to be an end.
Not everybody turns out to be a famous
Alpha
person.
And Omega.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yep.
So they had, she had rather ordinary lives in many ways, but she had a different gender.
Right.
So anyway, who else?
So first, we're going to remind everybody.
A lot of jokes.
You sidetracked me somehow. That was amazing. You didn't really. First of all, let's go with the phone number because you got to have that if you want to call in. 555-602-9676. You can call in on your phone. You can Skype because with Skypers, you actually can Skype to a phone number. In the internet, if you really want to Skype to us, you can. It's not going to be. Our domestic folks, but it's not going to be a cell phone.
No,
bill.
I looked at it. Very inexpensive.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Or if you have a magic deck.
Right.
That's a
right.
good one.
That's the thing. And those are people that have relatives already somewhere else. That's why they have them. Not just because I want to call Australia for no reason. No, you have it because you got somebody somewhere. All right. Method number two, Facebook Messenger. Deborah. Open also if you want to call Deborah Lee. Now is that time to call Deborah Lee.
I loved what Mike just said. You should tell everyone.
I can't tell everything. You would never get a reading out.
Look,
they
the
type
last,
it right during the reading.
The last thing.
I will let you do that since you want to
Mike
my
says,
friends.
We feel attached to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My
heart for people. I see your heart. You know, and the men come, you know, with a lot of bravado.
Right.
Yeah, they're bulletproof. They're wearing cement overcoats. And once I look in the cards, I'm like, oh, you're a big teddy bear.
Oh.
But not every guy can be a teddy bear. Some guys got to be natural born asshole, right? Oh, not just guys, people. We should not nail down a gender.
Personally, I don't think any woman has ever given birth to an asshole. Society, culture, whatever it
is. I got you. Okay. Well,
they
except the people that have... things that we're starting to learn about is disability, inherited mental disabilities, more physical, like chemistry issues that make them do crazy shit that we're learning about. Back in the day, they hung them or they threw them in an institution or they banished them because they didn't know what to do. And they thought, oh, that's a bad person. They didn't know they had a problem physically or mentally. After a reading.
Yes. Who's there?
Lady R, I would like to know, what does June have in store for her?
Lady R, Jim, I happened to glimpse her Facebook page. My gosh, you are beautiful. Not that I think you were.
I want to see.
Oh, yes. We'll make sure. Lady R, look. Okay, show.
I'm not really at my computer. That's too many hookups.
I will look at it. Wow.
Right there.
Look.
As close as you're going to get.
How beautiful is that?
I have to be, because when I rotate with all these connections,
dude.
I got to be so careful. All right.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, we got over the physical thing. All right, everybody good now? All right.
And she wants to know, June.
June has just recently started. Well, we're in the third day of the month.
Well,
we are indeed.
Mercury retrograde is over.
Yep, as of yesterday.
Thank you. I'm going to freaking sacrifice a goat because of it. Okay, anyway, let's go over that.
Well, after that same thing I just said, someone just said, my birthday's been a week, and I'm already done with being this age, you know, whatever, because she's so stuff that's already happened this week. And I went, listen, Monday is a new day.
Yep. And
every day is a new day. The hell does that mean?
Well, I'm saying that today is the day after the official end of Mercury in retrograde. So give it a couple of days for you to
I am so not on board with that
off
whole retrograde
from the
thing.
Hangover of the last, you know, a couple of the month and have it like 6 weeks.
You know.
And Monday should be fine.
That retrograde thing is very, very, very ancient. Because they didn't understand, like, thousands of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They saw something that would track, and they would track backwards, and they're like, holy crap. What? It's an astronomical illusion based on where that is rotating around the sun.
Yeah.
But, hey, it is what it is. I think it's – I am just – that's just one opinion of many.
Not poo-poo.
My opinion means
nothing. Out to Lady Art. I'm – this particular point at this juncture,
mm-hmm.
June is going to be a little challenging for you.
Really?
You know, we can't reap all the goodness that's there and all the, you know, like the abundance
right.
without there being
poop
along the way.
Yeah, there's no way to avoid it. You know, if you own dogs, it'll happen it someday.
True. But it's not all bad. I see two men higher up in the structure of, say, where you work or a place that you are hoping to work. And we have looked at this before. You might
yeah.
want to extend a little bit.
Right. They can't stay forever.
Wait a minute. I've got to get back.
But what you've looked
two
at it before.
The
yeah, these
the higher
two men,
up, two men
are,
higher
they're
up.
Looking at a restructuring of apartments, year and who's going to be in charge over there. It's like an overhaul.
Oh.
Okay, and I think this
is revamping
in, you know, many different industries. And I know that you work in healthcare.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I want you to be very watchful of your financial stuff, your pocketbook. You know,
yeah, yeah, you're stuck.
Whatever you carry your
personal,
money in.
Financial, it could be a wallet.
Or your bank account.
Could
check
a,
your bank account.
A cell phone that you don't have good security on and then get an access
if
stuff.
If you notice, that's what they do.
Or when, sometimes they just blow it up.
Yeah, Veronica told us of a woman
yep.
who has a large bank account and noticed $12,000 was missing.
Yeah, they screw it. They just go for it.
Right.
They roll the dice.
Yeah, they had they into Best Buy and ordered stuff online.
Which is the dumbest thing ever. Cause they go somewhere, there's security cameras everywhere.
Well, and even online, they're going to...
Okay, but the smart ones are online and they use different IPs and stuff.
I called her
and
with
asked
a number
her.
That was to her account, I guess, at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And said, your refrigerator, wash and dryer are going to be late. He said, I didn't order one, and the guy wouldn't tell her anything. I said, no, you. And what address is it? I need
yeah.
to make sure it's going to be whatever.
You better tell me something
you
if you
know,
you have to tell me something if it's mine.
Well, they'll also turn it over to their fraud division.
Exactly.
And, Lady R, be very watchful. Like if you have a car, go to the to get gas,
yes.
whatever, or whatever it's called.
Petrol.
Yeah.
Yeah. UK is petrol,
they
right?
They have the places where they can basically steal your.
They're called they're skimmers. They attach
yeah.
it and it's weird looking and you might notice, you might notice that it's.
You can wiggle it. If you can wiggle it, move on.
Lady R said her network's a little bad, so her responses might be delayed, no big
okay.
deal.
But she can always watch this thing after.
Well, absolutely. And that's
yeah.
the thing for everyone. We repost on Facebook probably within minutes, you can. And also you can download it, I think, later from Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So you have multiple options. Facebook, you'll get the whole video. Blog Talk, for the folks that are on Facebook, you can get the audio, the whole show.
You are also relocating, and you may not be in your agenda, and I don't feel it's for June. But, and I still want to and she has waited. She's in Dubai, and we are going to give her reading before we call it a night. Farewell party for you.
Oh.
There's a group of like men
a
and
gathering.
Yeah, a gathering and they're all sad they're gonna leave.
Hey, that's good because she wants to leave.
And you
yeah.
have
right?
wonderful yeah, wonderful prospect ahead for you. Catch COVID.
Lady Arx is happy because it's a reading. She said she did see some strange orders. You should investigate that.
You
don't
need to call
don't
your bank right now.
Don't poop with because they were small. Yeah, $5. I don't know what that is.
No.
You need to track that down and nail it down.
Okay.
because blows up.
They'll probably take more.
It might be nothing, but you got to investigate.
And that's very bad. They can also be stealing identities. Once you enter that nightmare, oh, my God.
Lady R says they also call it Petro.
Oh, do they?
In South Africa.
Yeah.
And remember who went down there?
Who?
The land of England went down there when they would be a superpower.
And they took
occupying
over?
India. I mean, they look at they populated Australia. We don't history, but there's a reason. There's a UK influence.
Oh, okay.
They might not like it. It was.
Well, let's say June will be a month of discernment.
What does that mean, discernment? Because I suck at English.
Discernment. Come on, Veronica, you can help us.
Well, you just said it. What the hell does it mean, Deb?
Just, I'm not a dictionary, so I have
like,
to think.
To be like Uber thinking about what she's supposed to do.
I don't know. That's why the frickin' I asked. I am not that. I'm going to look it up.
The ability to judge well.
There. So,
okay.
Okay, so we went right to Webster.
Did you judge you on? Okay.
She does
you
want
will.
To. She's had one or two for a while now.
It has been a long time.
The timing is coming. It's very close.
There we go.
For
that's,
you.
That's
that.
The hardest thing
that's
on earth
nice.
Is the timing.
It really is. If
yep.
you notice, any of you, that you are really struggling, trying to open doors, they're just not opening. You're being turned down in your efforts to, say, get a contract for
yeah.
a book, or you're trying to get a new job.
Yep.
And you keep being rejected, you're, the timing is not right.
Right.
All right. Then when the timing is correct,
so
see, it's like you're almost in a cocoon stage where you are...
Metamorphosis.
Yes, you're having to wait, not for your
right.
metamorphosis to
not
end,
for yours,
but for everything
yeah.
around you
for
to
all the,
evolve.
Yeah, for everything to align in place.
Right.
For the planet to align.
Yep, it's like you're going down a path and new paths haven't been built yet.
Seventh house.
Hopefully, fifth
okay.
dimension.
Okay, here's your real
all right, let's go.
Go the F outside. Move your hiney. Your body is at you.
Really?
And I don't know if that looks like that from her picture, but whatever.
Maybe stress. She needs to.
Maybe so. Like, let your hair out if you have much. I mean, I have tons of hair.
We understand that it
so
is a
like,
philosophical thing to hair down. You don't have to physically.
Yeah,
I
remember,
have
no there's a thing
down.
About the eye.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that technology is all about positive ions, you're probably thinking, great,
yeah.
that's wonderful. No, that is not wonderful. That causes us to be stressed. We're not sleeping well.
You're not grounded.
Yes. So if you go out on the beach, go in the woods, you are being surrounded by negative ions,
yep.
which are going to restore you.
And go outside with your...
Oh, yeah. Get your shoes off.
Sometimes they shouldn't use actual terms that mean something in chemistry to philosophical.
Like what?
There are negative and positive ions, and either one is bad as far as in the world of chemistry and stuff. Ion. Ion is a charged particle. It's either positive or negative. It's not evil. It's not like good. It's not like good versus evil. It's not Batman versus evil. But...
It is.
That's from
English.
A pure science point of view. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, our bodies are basically made of water and electricity.
And electricity.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the Rebel Card reading. I was cool with the water part, but I don't know about the electrical part. Let's go ahead.
What do you think? We use those. What are those paddles called? We're stimulating the heart muscle with electrical.
Okay.
Shocking us.
That is one item that does. There is a little electricity. I'll give you that.
Oh, there we go. Okay, moving on.
All right. We want to get to Jen before we call it a night. She's waited. And oh, my God. I think it's morning over there.
Oh, yeah, it is definitely morning over there.
Yeah.
And Lady Aris, thank you. She said that rubber card is on point.
Oh, boy. You better come back and keep us up to date.
Exactly.
We're up on that, dog.
Yes, because we... about you often.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, well,
she's
been busy.
She's our...
she went to the hospital twice with COVID, remember?
Oh,
yeah.
She actually was hospitalized twice.
I thought it was three, but maybe...
I thought it was twice, but, you know,
and
two, three, it doesn't matter.
She did it two more times and she didn't.
If it's more than once, damn.
A lot.
All right, Jen, you're on deck.
All right.
Is she still here? We don't know.
I don't know.
That's
pretty good, since I don't need to.
No, you can read it for us.
Any insight into a meeting with Mr. H, when or through who? Thanks.
A meeting.
And she's in Dubai. So
and
she's
she is here.
She's okay, good. She's doing business in the Middle East.
She's a businesswoman.
Is there a Middle East?
I know, it's funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I don't know why they call
or
it Middle
South?
East.
Ah!
I think they call it Middle East because Asia is a big giant continent, you know, maybe, but it's not really because Africa is its own continent. I don't know. It's really weird.
Question.
Middle East.
With Mr. H here. Is this the one we were dealing with before?
This is a boyfriend.
She says she just opened my company.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
I hope it
she's
is. She's well.
This girl would walk through fire for her dream. And maybe it's something we all need to do because... I'm taking no for an
yeah,
answer.
If you believe in it, you got to be relentless. And it depends on how you feel and what you believe. And if you
damn
truly
straight.
Believe in it, you're gonna go. You're gonna ride that ship to all things, or it fails.
Okay. Well, here is my 2 cents. Do not get involved with contracts.
Because
you know what I mean. Of the thing that happened before. I have a kinky feeling.
Veronica is way more intuitive than she gives herself credit. And I listen to her because a lot of times she's so that is for you, Jen and Molly.
Yeah.
And talk to Veronica at another time. Because
yeah.
I don't want to reveal too much about your situation either. And you got to watch your business ideas.
Yeah, I think
right here, you know the old saying about children, teachers have big ears.
Right.
Well, these aren't children.
Right.
But big ears.
And they'll steal it.
They will. And you're in a part of the world where there's not much respect for women. It's coming along.
Yeah, I mean, it's improved, but you're right. It's not where it is in other parts of
you. Women drive, but then also some businesses that you have to take a male relative to vouch for you and get a job.
Yeah, that's okay. A funny globe we live in.
Now, about Mr. H.
H.
Oh, it's here. It certainly is.
Indeed it is.
He's hard to get to.
Well,
for one thing, you're not coming in a suit and a tie, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think around him, he's got a bevy of women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do over there.
Right.
But I feel you are eventually going to be able to tap him as a resource. And right now, I'm not seeing that it will come through anybody, but likely yourself. And possibly one of the women close to him, like maybe his favorite wife. You know, something like that.
Must be nice to have a favorite wife.
Maybe befriend her or something?
Could you handle
it? Depends on what you mean by handle. Could I handle it? See, that's the problem is it's different quality over there. The women are more, passive?
Submissive.
You couldn't have a harem over here in the United States. Those chicks would all gang up and murder you and dismember
you
after
really
a certain
careful.
Point. They'd be screw this bull crap. Who does this guy think he is?
From anyone, yeah.
This guy coming like somebody special.
Yeah, but over there, that's the culture.
But it's a.
You want to be.
Generations and generations, it's different. Yep.
Now, one last thing for you, Jen, before we do your rebel.
Rebel.
You got to watch your health.
She says this is the one you saw on marriage before.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that perception from before. I feel that, but the thing is, I'm added to the pile.
Imagine that.
Well, yes, and I think you said that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on Jerry, things to a lot of people. But when you're in there, things aren't obvious when you're in the middle of it. You need somebody from the outside to say, hey, some neutral person that has no interest in anybody.
With discernment.
God, fuck that word. You know, the last thing, here's what I don't like. you guys. It's about everything. You hear people all the time. It's like they use a word. It's like, what does that mean? And they go, then why the hell did you just freaking use it?
Right. You just had, you could have tried to go, well, I know how to spell this word, but I couldn't spell it.
It's hard to find words, yet she so succinctly put it together.
What the hell did you just say? What?
Succinctly put it together.
What does that mean? Other words she doesn't know.
I think
let's just keep on using words. I'm sorry, Deb.
Like precisely.
I'm having fun at the Friday TGIF.
We're going to beat them noodles
empty.
After
I shall
this.
Be beating around the face.
Jen, watch your health. You are a very stressed up lady.
She is.
I don't think you're eating right. I don't think you're sleeping well.
Well, being over there probably
yeah,
well.
It's. I mean, yeah, she's a globe bouncer, too. So
and you are. And you're also the yeah, like the of your dream.
Yep.
It's close. She can almost get it, but it's out of reach.
Yeah,
it's so close that I think you're just on edge with
so
everything.
So it's probably very frustrating.
So if you're staying in a place that has a gym in there, you know, like a hotel, you should.
And she said yes, need sleep and stress.
Yes.
Or like
swimming.
If you need sleep, then you must get it.
Get in a sauna and detox.
You
also
must get it.
Help.
Make sure you're getting all the vitamins that you should.
Yeah. They
might be hard to buy over there. I don't know.
We don't know. Or at least try to balance your meals out with all the a little
bit. Okay.
Best you can do.
So I really think, though, a lot of it is your stress and you feel like, let's move. Let's get this going. But it's got to be in its own sense.
Yeah. You get more anxious when the finish line gets closer. They start freaking out.
I worry you're going to have physical collapse from what I see.
Yeah, you don't want to fall flat of the finish line, so you got to make sure you take care of yourself.
You got to.
Can't win the collapse.
Yeah, and then you have to have stamina for what comes after.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's only part, one.
Okay. Here.
Rebel card.
Oh, yeah.
Shame, regret, and those are just bullshit. Forgive.
It is bullshit.
Let shit go.
Forgive and let that shit go. There you have it.
In other words, that's a philosophy for everybody, though.
It
like,
is.
It is. It's
the
like,
rebel, we're on point tonight.
It makes sense, too.
That deck is very hard and very
it
in
is.
Your face.
It is. And we.
But I love it.
Even though she.
She is.
It says a lot of worse words a lot of times than we're saying.
Yeah, I don't like to say the F word.
Oh. Right.
If you want, get a deck.
Yeah, it's on. What did you get it from Amazon?
Yeah.
You can buy a wife, a house,
you
a human, a dog.
You can buy a truck.
Pretty soon you're going to be able to buy another planet from Amazon. I mean, they got everything.
I need someone to buy a car so that it can come out and order it on my affiliate.
Oh.
And maybe get like $15.
I thought you got pooped on that.
No, just for you guys. We're in the same they're like, that's friends and family. You're screwed.
We got stung on that from some people.
Crappy.
They're trying. People are out there. Like,
people probably work the system
she's
on them.
She's an affiliate of, right? Of
yes,
the Amazon.
Amazon.
Go through her. She gets.
I get like a 5% disc contract. Nothing gigantic.
But
tax.
They won't let any as friends or family.
Yeah.
That lives close. We're in the same zip code. We're in the same zip code.
Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah, we are dive, as the Submariners go.
Yep.
Gotta leave you.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right, that's from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I wonder how many takes they had to
Goldblum,
do.
Mr. Goldblum.
Because that guy went to running to
he ran an outhouse to hide.
And
that's why. You gotta go.
Oh,
it's T-Rex. He busted open the outhouse and ate him.
That was my snout. That was her favorite part of the movie when she was 3.
Really?
Or just that whole big chaos, the first
she
chaos.
She loved the man getting...
Well, because it's so cartoon-like.
The most hilarious thing in the world. Oh, my gosh, deranged.
But it was kind of cartoon-like, too.
Everybody, overnight, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that would be 4 p.m. Pacific, and I have no idea what it, I think that's...
We're not going to... All the world time zones.
Yeah, no,
we do. Yeah, you know, we're not going to be like a CNN. We see all the clocks behind. They have London and Russia, Moscow.
We can't even do that on our phones anymore. They don't have our
phones.
Well, you know what, though? There is a world clock online.
Oh, there is definitely online. They'll
write
show all of them.
Where you are, and then go back or forward.
You right. Just say it. This time's on this time.
Join us. We'll have some more fun.
Boopity boop.
Who's that other bird?
I don't
what
know.
What does that mean, bird?
Do we need to worry about that now when we're less than 2 minutes from
Are you
this
talking
show?
About Veronica?
Maybe so, because a bird in the UK is another girl.
Is
That's
it?
Me. Mike's not ever called on a Monday or a Friday.
She stays in the shadows because she's going to break the internet. She's too beautiful.
What are you talking about?
I see
What's that first name?
Mike.
Oh, never mind. I'm a dumbass. Or I should
Yes, that's what he's talking
he
about.
He has too much blood in alcohol. System.
No, I don't.
I thought Mike had been before. We talked about him one other time.
It's not the alcohol. It's the Monster Energy.
Oh, yeah. He's
Monster Energy.
With zero sugar, but it's loaded with everything else.
What is in with...
It's a little bit of rum, but it's
a little... to know about
it's
you.
A little bit, but it's a lot of bit of the other stuff.
Mike and Monica won't be back with us until Monday show.
Here tomorrow.
We will.
Another blog talk special, not a news. We'll the Souls Monday.
We'll try to get her cloned and trained.
And I let some of the other folks already know that we'll be here tomorrow. Okay. We're interested, so it'll be good.
I like that bird. Yeah. Who's that other bird?
That's
Love
you.
That. All right, we're done. Okay, everybody. Take care.
What? Her phone's what? She sleeps with it. The dogs lay on it.